Attention hoop nerds. The 6-way basketball tournament is coming back to Madison College December 16th and 17th. Through the next few episodes, you're going to hear from the participating coaches and learn a little bit about their players and their teams. Lacrosse Central is returning as champions, and they play Friday night in the 8 p.m. game versus Joliet West. To kick off the event, we have Nina, defending Division I champions in Wisconsin, versus Wanakee at 6:30 on Friday night. And a new feature to the 6-way basketball tournament, to start Saturday, we have a showcase game between the Verona Wildcats and the defending Division III runner-up West Salem Panthers. 608basketball.com is linked in the notes. Make sure you get your tickets today. You don't want to miss out on high school basketball's best.
These guys have good chemistry and good work ethic, and they're unselfish, and I think you're going to see a team that plays really well together.
Welcome to Hoop Nerds with Billy Kegler, presented by the Wisconsin Basketball Coaches Association. We talk to coaches, athletes, and more to learn from their stories and apply learning lessons to improve each individual and stimulate growth for your program, team, staff, and self. Follow along as we explore success and failure en route to improving the game of basketball.
Coach McKenzie, welcome to the Hoop Nerds.
Excited to be here, man. It's almost season.
You can smell it in the air. So let's hit the rewind button. Go back. Tell me about the first time you coached something, anything, and a memory that sticks with you from it.
Oh, man. First time I remember coaching was freshman basketball at Edgewood High School. And it was a different experience. I did it a little different then. I would leave that practice sweating because I was working with them. Now I leave there sweating because I'm old and tired. But it was a lot of fun, and it got me hooked that first day.
So what was one thing that happened in that first practice that made it click for you? Like, hey, I love this. I want to continue this and see where it can take me.
Yeah, I think it was just, the kids right away. I was young. I wasn't far out of high school. I was actually only 2 years out of high school. So I still knew those guys. And it just kind of clicked for me. And there was a connection early with the guys. And then when you see them on the floor do things, even in the first couple drills, and then for them to catch on and just take your coaching, I knew right away this is something I wanted to do for a long time.
So what was something that switched from being a player into coaching that you were like, man, when I was a player, I really thought this would be what coaching is. But then when you got into it, you realized it was completely different.
So much less control of a game, you feel like coaches have all the control, but once you do it, you realize real fast that it's the players. You just try to put them in a spot to succeed, but players got to make plays. And fortunately, I was a guy that sometimes did that in high school, and then coaching, it's different. Like you want them to do something, but not everybody can do it, or you got to get the right guy to do it, or get them all in the right position. So. Just surprisingly, it sounds strange, but having less control of the game was a big change for me.
So you mentioned the players having to do it. So what's something you do with your team that you think makes the biggest positive impact that gives them the ability to take control of situations in games?
We do a lot of situations in practice, and we do a ton of individual work and try to practice guys being played, And in situations, you got to use the guys that you want to use, and then you got to do the situations where the guys might be in foul trouble or fouled out, or maybe the defense completely taken away. You just got to run through all those situations, and you got to do it throughout the year for it to pop up, maybe win, or maybe not at all. But it's reps. Make everything competitive.
So when you're preparing for a season, and we're going to come back to the competitive piece, I'm not going to let that slip. How do you make sure you check all your boxes to make sure you cover the scenarios that you know you want to cover?
We have a list, right? And honestly, we took it off the Google. We Googled it years ago, and we have a list. We've made our own list to it. And once we get into the season where we're comfortable with who we are, what our identity is offensively and defensively, then as soon as we feel like we're ready to start situational stuff, we'll try to do one or two of those, every day or two, and just try and get different situations in weekly and just kind of like, hey, what number you want? 26. All right, 26 on our situation list. Here it is. You know, line up, and your leading scorer is in foul trouble and out of the game. So, again, it's just repetitions, but you got to try to do it, you know. Once, for us, it's once we're comfortable with who we are in the season, which hopefully was in within like the first month, then we're working on situations right away that way.
All right. You mentioned the word being competitive with everything you do in practice, or a lot of what you do in practice. So I'm curious for you, whether you are coaching in a game or playing board games or playing bags in the backyard, are you driven by the fear of losing or the joy of winning that competition?
Oh, that's a great question. I would say the joy of winning. I don't think I have a lot of fear of losing. I mean, I know about the whole fear of failure thing and it drives you, but I think our staff, we kind of go out with confidence, and we're confident that our guys are prepared, you know, and we want to make the other teams adjust to us, and you know, that, and then when you succeed, it's just so fun. I mean, I get it. I get the failure part and the losing and how tough it can be because you put in that grind and do so much work for it. But you learn from those, and then you really got to celebrate the highs.
As many listeners know, I spent over 6 years as a general manager at Just the Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells. I was able to spend time talking hoops with coaches like Tom Izzo, along with high school and youth coaches, in addition to meeting some basketball legends, including my childhood favorite, Sam Elke, who's in the WBCA Hall of Fame and High School Basketball Museum, located at Just the Game Fieldhouse, which is a must visit for any true hoop nerd. They also play host to the WBCA All-Star Games and Coaches Clinic every year. Just the Game hosts over 70 basketball and volleyball tournaments annually and is a great place to play for teams of all ages and ability levels. You can't beat all Wisconsin Dells has to offer in your free time. The Fieldhouse also has two sister companies in Just the Game Impressions and Just the Game Live. Just the Game Impressions specializes in customized screen printing and embroidery and promotional products. They serve businesses, schools, sports teams, and more. Just the Game Live takes pride in providing affordable and simple live streaming solutions for venues or programs of all kinds. Inquire today for more information. For more info on everything Just the Game has to offer, check them out at justthegamefieldhouse.com. All right, let's talk a little bit about this year. You're playing in the second 608 basketball tournament. You tip off the event at 6:30 on December 16th versus Nina, the defending Division I state champions. Tell me and the listeners a little bit about what fans who show up or stream online can expect to see from the Wanakee Warriors this year.
You know, I think we're going to have a hungry group. We've lost the first game the last 2 years. We've been upset both times, somewhat. I don't know if Brookfield East was an upset, but seeding wise we were, you know, and we had some success before that. And I think we have a hungry group that wants to get Wanakee basketball back to where it was. You know, not to say 18 wins was a terrible year, but, you know, we felt like we maybe underachieved last year with not getting very far in the playoff. You know, you get to play a, sounds like a pretty decent Nina team, huh? They're all right. So it'll be a great challenge for our guys. And I think you're just going to expect to see hungry guys that are going to compete their butts off and give everything they got to try to prove themselves, because that's kind of what we're for this year.
All right, so fans will come out to see teams play, but there's often individual players that draw the attention of people. Can you tell me a little bit about who some of the players are on your team that fans would be interested to come check out?
Yeah, I think you're going to see with us, I think you're going to see, like, back in the day, Wanakee basketball, where we have a really, really good team. We have some players better than others. These guys have good chemistry and good work ethic, and they're unselfish. And I think you're going to see a team that plays really well together. So those fans that like team basketball, you're going to see that. But outside of that, you know, we got some seniors coming back with Shaden Sharm and Devin Johnson, who started for us last year. And then we got Keaton Frisch, and he's 6'8", real skilled player, you know, and might have a big guy that people want to see. And, you know, but like I said, we're going to have a lot of, we're going to have a lot of hungry kids that just want to play together and compete for each other. So, that's what I'm really excited about this year, is just not really having the stars, but the grid again.
All right, so December 16th, you play Nina, and then we'll have a consolation championship game on December 17th. And so we want to make sure that the local team, Wanakee, has a good fan base. So the student section needs to show up and try to outdo DeForest last year. I'm just going to throw that out there. The student section was phenomenal last year. And I know there's a little rivalry there.
Hopefully our students are listening and they'll come out strong.
All right. So let's get out of here on non-basketball related question. There's going to be two of them. The first one is, if you could only have one food item to eat, what would be your favorite food item that you would eat?
Pizza, for sure.
What flavor?
Every day. I think I eat it every day anyway. I'm sausage, pepperoni, black olive guy.
Okay. All right. Now, last question. If you could obtain one superhero power, what superhero power would that be, and what would you do with it?
I mean, probably Superman, right? Because he never lost. I would just take Superman and I'd win all the time. Seems a lot easier.
Winning is fun. All right, Coach McKenzie, we'll see if you can win all the time at the 608 basketball tournament December 16th and 17th at Madison College. Thanks for joining us on the Hoop Nerds.
Yeah, we really appreciate it. We're excited for the event. And we'll come strong in purple and give a good showing for you guys.
I just wanted to give a quick shout out to my friends at Dr. Dish Basketball. I've been associated with their products for a few years now, and I'm really impressed by their innovative and user-friendly shooting machines. They also are great people with tremendous customer service. It's no wonder why they have become the preferred choice among top programs around the country and world. I'm very grateful for their support of the show. Make sure to check them out at drdishbasketball.com and at Dr. Dish B-Ball on social media. Be sure to mention WBCA when ordering your next Dr. Dish to save an extra $300 off any commercial purchase.